With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. On the heels of a late-night mugging, police are asking you to make safe choices. RCIPS Superintendent Adrian Seals.
We are asking the public to remain vigilant, especially when walking alone late at night. If a stranger asks for assistance in a secluded area, please exercise extreme caution and consider staying in well-lit populated zones.
A man was mugged in a gym parking lot Friday night at Harbour Walk after the suspect lured him to a secluded area by asking for help changing a tire. In other crime news, a trial of a man accused of a knife point robbery at Smith Cove Beach is continuing in Grand Court tomorrow. Arik Ainsel Lawrence Ebanks is charged in connection with an incident said to have taken place in October 2025. The case is being heard before Justice Cheryl Richards KC and a jury of seven. The court heard that the victim had been sitting alone at Smith Cove around 6 in the morning when he was approached from behind, threatened with a blade and assaulted. The attacker allegedly demanded his belongings, eventually taking the man's iPhone and car keys before the victim managed to escape and call 911. On Monday, jurors listened to the emergency call made moments after the incident. They also heard from a senior police officer who conducted a photo identification procedure during which the complainant selected the defendant. Prosecutors told the jury that the victim gave a clear account and clear identification, describing the matter as a straightforward robbery. Today, the jury heard evidence from a crime scene investigator as well as a veteran detective constable involved in the case. Following their testimony, the Crown formally closed its case. Samson Law for the defense has chosen not to present a case, which is their legal right, emphasizing that the burden of proof lies entirely with the Crown to convince the seven-member jury of Mr. Ebanks' guilt. Both prosecution and defense counsel are expected to deliver their closing arguments tomorrow, after which the judge will sum up the case and send the jury out to deliberate. The trial continues tomorrow morning in the main court building. In other local news, lawmakers are set to debate a bill that will give security officers at the airport new search and seize powers. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
The Airports Authority Amendment Bill, if passed by MPs in Parliament, will empower approved Cayman Islands Airports Authority officers to do visual inspections of vehicles in designated airport operational zones and control access to those areas. So an approved officer on duty at the airport would be able to stop a vehicle in a designated airport security zone and carry out a visual inspection. And if the driver refuses to cooperate, that person can be denied entry to the airport. The approved officer can also detain the person, detain the vehicle, or seize any weapon held in the vehicle. A new section also gives an officer who has, quote, reasonable grounds for suspecting that a vehicle, its contents, or anyone inside presents a risk or threat to airport security, the right to search the vehicle or person without a warrant. Anyone failing to comply with a, quote, lawful order given by an approved officer could face a $5,000 fine or up to 6 months in prison. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Also this week, government published the Health Practice Amendment Bill, which would give Cabinet the power to set standards for professional practice that apply to, quote, every registered practitioner. That includes standards related to things like patient consent, the prescribing and handling of medicines and clinical trials, as well as research. Both bills are gazetted online at gov.ky/publication. Cayman's real estate market remained largely stable in 2025, according to the newly released Residential Property Price Index from the Lands and Survey Department. The report issued through the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure shows the national index dipped by 1.4% from 2024, signaling a cooling after years of growth. District results were mixed. Georgetown rose 1.4%, the rest of Cayman Islands increased 0.9%, and West Bay surged 12.1%. Seven Mile Beach posted the largest decline, down 11%. The department recorded 2,188 residential transactions in 2025. While transaction numbers fell slightly, the total consideration increased by 10% to $1.36 billion. The average consideration per transaction climbed 14% to $620,000. Director of Lands and Survey, Mr. Uchi Obi, said the figures show a resilient market with stable pricing and rising total value, underscoring continued confidence in the sector. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Passport and Corporate Services Office will close for the Easter holidays on Friday the 3rd of April and Monday the 6th of April. Travelers are encouraged to check their passport expiry dates, ensure their documents meet the entry rules of their destination, and apply early for renewals and visas. For example, British Overseas Territory passports must be valid for at least 6 months after leaving the United States. More information is available by calling the office or emailing passportandcorporate@gov.ky. After three satisfactory judgments in a row, the leadership team at Discovery Kids nets a good rating from the team at the Office of Education Standards. More now from Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
School inspectors visited Discovery Kids on Hospital Road in Georgetown earlier this month. At the time, there were 50 children enrolled up to age 4 across three class groups. Since the last inspection, the report says classrooms have been renovated to include purpose-built, Cayman-themed learning centers such as a bank, market, hospital, public workstation, and cultural displays. This latest good rating in this month comes after three satisfactory judgments in 2019, 2021, and 2024. To further improve its rating, the OES is recommending Discovery Kids develop systems to, quote, embed effective leadership and teaching best practices to ensure continuity of improvement initiatives and continue developing the teachers' knowledge. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You can find the full report online at oes.gov.ky. A surprise goodbye for an outgoing commanding officer at the Cayman Islands Regiment.
During his time leading the Cayman Islands Regiment, Colonel Carter forged vital pathways and created lasting partnerships with key organizations, including RCIPS, Hazard Management, the Coast Guard, the prison, and many others. He empowered his staff and has established a standard of operation that will support Lieutenant Colonel Muir and the entire regiment as they continue to grow.
Her Excellency the Governor, Jane Owen, hosted the official handover ceremony, formally transferring leadership of the regiment from Colonel Roger Carter to his successor, the newly promoted Lieutenant Colonel Graham Muir. And Friday morning, the regiment gathered at Owen Roberts International Airport for a final surprise farewell to outgoing Colonel Carter and his wife as they begin their journey back home to Trinidad and Tobago. Finally,
the young women of today continue to see these women as the inspiration that they are.
While Honoring Women's Month may be wrapping up today, there's still time for you to get one or all four of the latest stamps issued by the Postal Service that feature four female national heroes. National Archive Director Cherise Morrison tells Radio Cayman on the 20-cent stamp, it's Mary Evelyn Wood, who was the first woman elected to the Cayman Islands Legislative Assembly and the first to serve on a jury.
Then we have Honorable Miss Sybil McLaughlin. She is featured on the 25-cent stamp. She was born in 1928, and she joined the Civil Service in 1945 and was appointed clerk of the then Legislative Assembly, now Parliament, in 1959. 1959 was also the year that Cayman got its first constitution. And she was the first woman in the Commonwealth to hold that title. And she was also the first Speaker of the Legislative Assembly from 1991 to 1996.
Writer of the Cayman national song, Beloved Isle Cayman, Leila Ross Shire, is featured on the 30-cent stamp, joining Miss Wood in signing the 1957 petition for female suffrage.
Then we have Sybil Joyce Hilton. She is featured on the $2 stamp, and she was Cayman's first probation and welfare officer, so she paved the way for social services and the youth. And she is remembered for her outstanding commitment to young people and social progress.
Commemorative stamps in the series are available at local post offices across the Cayman Islands while supplies last. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.